This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The Tokyo Olympics formally kick off Friday night with a scaled-back opening ceremony because of COVID-19 precautions, but some events have already begun. COVID-19 continues to loom large over the games. So far, 87 people associated with the Olympics have tested positive for the virus. That includes several athletes whose Olympic dreams were cut short. Steel organizers have played down fears of a cluster infection breaking out in the Olympic Village. The Japanese public is broadly opposed to holding the games, fearing they will worsen Japan's already deteriorating pandemic situation. Tokyo on Thursday reported nearly 2,000 new COVID-19 infections, a six-month high for a city that is already under a state of emergency. In the capital, public viewing areas have been canceled due to concerns over the pandemic. The White House says Chinese opposition to a World Health Organization probe into the origins of the coronavirus is irresponsible and dangerous. The White House press secretary called it not a time to be stonewalling. The plan includes the hypothesis that the virus could have escaped from a Chinese laboratory, and the proposal includes doing audits of labs and markets in the central Chinese city of Wuhan. On Thursday, the vice minister of the National Health Commission told reporters he was taken aback when he read the details. The first known cases emerged in Wuhan in December of 2019. The virus was believed to have jumped to humans from animals being sold for food at a city market. In May, President Biden said U.S. intelligence agencies were pursuing rival theories, potentially including the possibility of a laboratory accident in China. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. Cuba's foreign minister on Friday dismissed new sanctions by the United States as irrelevant, saying the country did not have legal, political, or moral authority to be sanctioning people around the world. The administration of President Biden announced Thursday sanctions against an official and special brigade for what they deemed as human rights abuses against demonstrators early this month. Cuban Americans have also announced a civilian flotilla will leave Florida early Friday morning and come close to Cuban territorial waters in a display of support for anti-government protesters. Protests began on Sunday when thousands of Cubans marched to protest food and medicine shortages, power outages, and some even calling for political change. The government headed by President Miguel Díaz-Canel acted swiftly and violently to end those protests. Mourners will pay final respects to Haiti President Jovenel Moïse later today at a private funeral as authorities continue to investigate the July 7th attack at the president's home where he was shot several times. His wife was also seriously wounded. Haiti has been under a heightened security since Moïse's assassination. Haiti's police chief, Leon Charles, said 26 suspects have been arrested so far, including three police officers and 18 former Colombian soldiers. The White House says Chinese opposition to U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland promised Thursday that the Justice Department would crack down on gun trafficking corridors as part of a comprehensive approach to combat surging gun violence across the United States. Garland returned to his hometown of Chicago, where shootings have soared this year as the Justice Department launched strike forces to confront the rise in gun violence in five cities, including Chicago, New York, Washington, D.C., Los Angeles, and San Francisco. Besides prioritizing gun crimes, the strike forces will embrace intelligence sharing and prosecutions across jurisdictions, according to the Justice Department officials. Violent crimes, particularly homicides and shootings, are up in many cities around the U.S., and the Biden administration has sought to aid communities hamstrung by the violence. The cleanup is underway in the storm-ravaged central Chinese city of Zhengzhou following floods that killed at least 33 people in the city and surrounding areas. Forecasters say the storm, expected to, with the heavy rain, move toward Taiwan and Taipei City. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.